All right.
I feel like this should be a Diane Warren song, but okay.
Yeah, we'll keep going.
All right, well, fine. Really? We had to find the one fucking song that Diane Warren didn't write. All right. Happy fucking happy hour. It's my friend Diane Warren, songwriter extraordinaire, for the 14 minutes a day she's outside her studio. Good morning.
Good afternoon.
I'm just kidding.
Who's clapping?
I was going to see if I could fuck with you.
I'm looking around. I don't see anybody clap.
That was me. It was my box.
Oh, wow.
I was
it was your box claps?
You're very
Hi, precious. Talented.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
I'm so excited. I know that you do not venture outside your studio.
I don't. Not in the daytime.
Yeah. This is typical songwriter today, Vanessa. She's like, was this today? I was like, yes. Can we do it in my studio? I was like, no.
Can we do it somewhere else?
What time is it? Does it have to be that time? And I'm like, yes. You are Diane Warren, but it does. This is hot beyond exciting. You know,
I
mean, I've slobbered on you before, but I've not slobbered on you professionally.
I'm still trying to wipe it off.
I know. Can we tell our love story? Can we tell our...
No.
So we're at a mutual friend's party. I just walk in the kitchen. I'm going to say on the way to the bathroom, something. And you're there with your fucking iPhone just to get freaked.
BlackBerry.
Oh, double freakitude. She only has a BlackBerry. She still has a BlackBerry.
I love it. I love that.
Okay.
That's
so
awesome.
She's like...
Well, I have another phone, too.
But I didn't really... get who you were. You were like, listen to this. Gaga sings the shit out of this, and you put the phone up, and I'm just a fucking nerd that works in my basement. I'm like, that's really good. That's fantastic. It was till it happens to you, and then I suddenly was listening, and I looked at you, and I was like, you're Diane Warren. Because you're just sitting in the kitchen by yourself.
Yeah, I was being antisocial. There were people talking outside about really important things.
Important things that you care
about.
There
was food in the kitchen.
Right.
So,
yeah.
That's what Juan
You're having a little nosh. You were in the kitchen. Yeah. But here's the thing I loved. Not that I didn't already know this. You don't have fucking 17 fucking thousand, I don't know, Grammys, Emmys, fucking everything.
I've
Billboard
Grammy,
Music by the time.
One
but, you know, by not being that passionate about what you do. And that's what I loved is you were... so excited to just show some random fucking nerd at a party like me what you had just done. And I was like, and then later, of course, went on to win. Which did that
win? Well, it won the Emmy. It was up for an Oscar and a Grammy. You know, it's actually, I think, the first song in history to be up for all three.
Right.
But I lost two of them.
Yeah, you have a lot of firsts in history. But let's start with that. Do we have... because this was... it really was stunning. And the version that... she did on the Grammys. So you...
on the Oscars.
Oscars. Pardon me. It's
pretty
listen,
amazing.
It's hard to keep track of your awards. But Lady Gaga...
there was no award that night.
When I met Diane Warren in the kitchen at this party, this is it. This was this was amazing. Go ahead. Yes, anytime is fine.
How do you get the right song?
Oh, okay, yes. Well, I know, I wasn't going to start with, but that's how I met you, so that's why I started, even though it's like a much later song, it's very recent, not the most recent, but it was featured, in the film The Hunting Ground, obviously, the documentary, which was so powerful.
Yeah.
First song in history to be nominated for an Academy, a Grammy, and an Emmy.
Right, and to lose two of those awards, but that wasn't necessarily a first in history.
Right, but. Right. Yeah, any time for that is fine. Yeah, but this was, and I hadn't heard a lot about the background with you until I read so many articles and you've done a lot of interviews about it, but you said, look, I was molested. So, because I just saw you at the Me Too What Next with Anita Hill.
Yeah, wasn't that great?
Yeah, it was fantastic. And I wondered if you were there just because of this song, but let's listen and then we'll talk about that. She wrote that part too.
You tell me it gets better in time. You say I pull myself together, pull it together, you'll be fine. Tell me what the hell do you know? What do you know? could you know? How could you know? Till it happens to you, you don't know how it feels. How it feels. Till it happens to you, you won't know. It won't be real. No, it won't be real. Won't know how it feels.
Can I just say, I take a moment, like, you're feeling it all over again. Every time I watch you watch one of your songs.
Yeah, it's still such a stunning performance by Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
And it's so
but that must be the most exciting thing for you. You have this thing in your studio, and then you're like, holy fucking shit.
I mean, hearing, you know, I was there when she recorded it.
And yeah.
It was, I remember just sitting there and crying.
Yeah.
And then crying because they weren't going to release the song. And that was
different cry. Ugly cry. Ugly cry. Ugly cry, everybody.
Somehow we got a video done.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, kind of
so
under
powerful.
The radar. You know, Catherine Hardwicke did the video. And it leaked.
Yeah. We need to turn her mic up. She's being shy.
Oh, sorry.
It can't go any further.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, all right. Yeah. Don't be shy.
All right. I'll talk louder.
Thank you.
How about that?
Thank you. Okay. I mean, just so powerful. But I mean, this is what I loved is this is how I met you is listening to your song in the kitchen.
Yeah. You were being antisocial with me.
But appreciate I did. I was in being antisocial with you. But listening to you appreciate Gaga's, you know, bringing your work to life like that.
Because before that, I only heard me singing it. So it was hearing Gaga on that and just experiencing that and seeing what that song, you know.
And how did your cat feel about your performance of it? Because I know that you mostly are in your
studio.
She's not
usually in my room. She doesn't want to hear me either.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Smart cat.
But, I mean, that song is so powerful. And I didn't know this. In this interview, you said, look, I was molested. I never told my mom. Well, I told her later in my life. My mom goes, why didn't you tell your dad? I don't know. I felt weird. Maybe you feel like it's a little bit your fault or something. I was like 12 or something. What did I know?
Yeah, exactly.
And so, because, you know, you famously say, I haven't been in love. I've written all the top love songs in history. I don't know that. But you knew this experience.
Yeah, I mean, when I was writing the song for this movie, I think I tapped into that. You know, to that experience. But another thing with this song is in particular, I didn't want it just to be about rape or sexual assault. I wanted, even though it became really, it's a song that really helped people be able to talk about it.
Right.
You know, it gave voice to that. You know, nothing like the power of music. But to me, you know, when I wrote that song, you know, whenever I write a song for a movie, but this song specifically, I wanted it to be about whatever you want it to be about. Till It Happens to You, it could be about being bullied. It could be about losing somebody. It could be about losing your job. It could be about
you don't
being
know how anything
sick.
Feels till it happens to you.
It's like, you know, all people are trying. They mean well, and they're going. You know, it's going to be okay. Well, you know what? Fuck you, man. You don't know how I feel. You know, like don't tell me it's going to be okay when you're in that moment. So, you know, that's what that song was.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people. I mean, seeing the different videos that people have done and
that's right. It was so great seeing you at this Me Too event with Anita Hill because
another song. But that's Stand Up for Something.
New song. Let's get to that with Common and Audra Day. Yeah, fantastic Anthony. Oscar buzz up for. I mean, as usual, everything
I mean,
it's
nice. You know, but it's like the song's becoming a social movement too.
Yeah, here we go.
In your hands, all the possessions anyone can ever have. But it's all worth this treasure. True worth is only measured not by what you got, but what you got in your heart. You can have everything. What does it mean? It all means nothing if you don't stand up for something. You can't just talk the talk. You got to walk that walk. Yes, you do. It all means nothing if you don't stand up for something. And I stand up for you. And I stand up for you. Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
Yeah.
Look in the mirror, proud of who's looking back at you. Define the life you're living, not by
what you're keeping. And if you bet on love, there's no way you'll ever lose.
Wow. So, from the film Marshall, which is amazing, released obviously just recently, song performed by Otter Day featuring Common. Warren and Common received a Grammy nomination this year, category of Best Written Song for Visual Media. Obviously, Oscar buzz. Yeah.
Yeah, this. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe I know you. Listen, let's.
That's amazing. Let's move on. I can't believe I know you either. How do I know you? Why do I know you?
We met in the kitchen. Pay attention.
That's right. That's
when
exactly
you were.
Right.
But I literally said this, right, Vanessa? I said this on the air today when kids ask, how do I? I'm like, if you want to be Diane Warren,
why would
you
got to
be in your studio all the time, and you got to be passionate about what you do.
Yeah.
I mean, you just said to me, this is the best song I've ever done. I'm like, you said that to me about the Gaga song.
This is better than the Gaga song. No, I did, because, I mean, it's interesting, like, it's interesting, Till It Happens to You, to stand up for something is an interesting kind of, you know, here it is, you know, Till It Happens to You, but then it's stand up for something, and that could, you know, with the Me Too movement, you know what I mean? It's all kind of
interconnected.
Right? Yeah, and now and this is a song that's, you know, Till It Happens to You is more passive, and you're talking about, you know, what happens to you, and then stand up for something. It's like, you know, fuck that, you know, we're not taking it.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, it's interesting because being at the Me Too event with you, like, you know, you just said something about the power of music, but the power of music is really, you are a big part of this.
Well, you know what,
empowers women.
You know what the power of music is? Because it goes right to your heart.
Right.
It doesn't go to your brain. That's
right.
That's why music, that's why nothing is more powerful than music.
Yeah.
It just gets to your soul and your heart.
I love in this interview, you say, love?
Uh-oh.
You know, I haven't been in love the way most people have been in love, but I know what love feels like. I love my cat. So
yeah, I love my cat.
I told Vanessa, we were at this thing, and we got invited by Frances Fisher to go see a film screening at Jerry Bruckheimer's, and I'm a loser because I go to bed at insane o'clock, but you were like, I
got to
go get my cat. So you
I love it.
I did. No, I had to bring, I'd actually probably drop her off at home because she goes to work with me, and then she goes home. She takes top priority.
You said when you wrote, I don't want to miss a thing. I'm probably not going to stay awake just to hear you breathing. I don't want you in my bed because I like sleeping myself, but I have a good imagination.
No, I like to hear
and I really believe it when I'm writing it.
I do, but wait. I like to hear my cat purr.
Oh, okay. All
Does
right.
that count?
Close enough. Yes, sure.
I could stay awake.
We both like pussy in different ways.
You like it slightly different. I like mine with four legs.
No, but I had this conversation that people, of course, have asked you a million questions. You're not gay.
No.
You famously had a relationship with
a guy.
Famous guy.
No, he wasn't a famous guy.
Wasn't he?
He was a guy.
Musician guy. But that was a long time ago.
Yeah. Boring. I mean, he wasn't boring. He's a nice guy. But I mean, it's not what I need to do.
But can I just finish on this interview? Because I hadn't seen this one.
It's your show. You can do whatever you want.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it. Even though you're fucking Diane Warren.
And you're fucking
my basement, my rules.
Yeah, it's your house. And you have really big dogs. And if you sick them on me, they'll kill me.
But you said perhaps it takes the chops of a Diane Warren to write a mainstream pop anthem about rape. That's true. But you said the assault that you endured affects you to this day. It's maybe why I don't get close to people. It's maybe why I don't have relationships. You said writing this song has been unexpectedly healing. You know, I'm good. Even the bad stuff makes you who you are.
Yeah, I believe that. Everything you go through, as hard as it is, you know, you can grow from it, or you learn from it, or you just get tough from it, or...
But
it's,
okay,
it's
this is the
gets you where you, right.
This is the question you've gotten a million times. How are you, someone that says, I've never been in love like that? You have written every hit love song. I don't know if people
Not
understand
every.
How many artists you've worked with and how many love songs you've written. Where does that come from?
I have a good imagination, just like the article said.
Yeah.
Did you really read that article?
I read it.
Read it again.
Listen, I know you. I don't need to read other fucking people that know you.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I just do it because I love to do this.
You have a gift. You have an undeniable gift. I mean, it's talent, hard work, but you have a gift. I mean,
you know,
any genre. You can do any genre, and you just tap into it.
Wait, where's that fun fact? That was in Wikipedia that I missed somewhere. You are the only artist that's been nominated for, is it a Grammy in every genre? In every genre. Like you...
Yeah, a bunch of them. Not rap yet.
Let me read you your bio. Warren has won a Grammy, an Emmy, a Golden Globe, 3 consecutive Billboard Music Awards for Songwriter of the Year, been nominated for 8 Academy Awards, been inducted into the Hall of Fame...
8 times without winning. So
let's Oscars. Let's get this fucking done this year.
Yeah.
Jesus, she's been inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Someone's walking over me or shitting on me right now. Just so you know.
Right,
they are at this very moment. Probably a dog shitting on me.
Let's get this Oscar shit done, people.
Yes.
I'm not kidding.
I'm with you.
No, but what? That's the other astounding thing is all the different genres. You've written for Toni Braxton, Celine Dion, Aerosmith, Starship, Trisha Yearwood, Faith Hill, Taylor Dane.
That's my old bio.
I mean,
update that shit.
Yeah,
but yeah, I did. Okay.
I got to pick out some of my favorites. Unbreak My Heart, Toni Braxton. Come on.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Wait, I forgot. Your first hit was Solitaire with Laura Branigan. I fucking love Solitaire because it is the only game in town. And every road that takes you fucking down, man. You know what I'm saying?
It's the wrong song. And
what?
Okay,
oh, sorry.
That was the wrong Solitaire. That was the Neil Sedaka one.
Okay,
but
sorry.
My first real hit was really Rhythm of the Night. Can I change that up?
Didn't I mistake you when the first time I met you for not Diane Warren, but... Who's the other one?
I can't remember.
Who's the other Warren songwriter? Come on.
Well, you didn't Harry Warren? I don't know. I hope not. He's
no, I did. I did actually like. I had the time. Was it that one? And you're
Jennifer Warren.
I was right. Like, oh my God, I'm sorry.
Jennifer Warren's. It's not even Warren's.
No, I know.
So I don't know.
Well, the fact that we're still friends is pretty astounding because I was like,
we're not really friends.
She's like, that's Jennifer Warren. I'm Diane Warren. That's, I was like, oh. God, I'm so sorry.
99% of the songs that come out, you get their 1% that's wrong. Great, Stephanie.
Yeah.
I mean, you can barely
go,
fucking swing a Ted Cat, no offense, and hit a song that Diane Warren has not fucking written.
It's a Rhythm of the Night.
What is this one?
That's like my first
hit. My first hit was Rhythm of the Night. The bar.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And the video was done in front of a porno shop. So it was really bright and happy. And
all the best videos were.
And it feels like the world is on your shoulder. And all of the madness
85, represent.
Has got you going crazy. It's time to get out. Step out into the street. Where all of the action is right there.
All right, come on. What the fuck? How are you able to write for this many different kinds of genres?
Like, get the chorus in.
How do you...
Let's see if they remember it.
Yeah, go ahead. Woo!
Hello,
80s. Is that a different thing watching people dance to your music?
I don't really watch people dance to my music.
You've never watched people
dance? I guess
I have.
Just
did, and I'm
not
a good representation.
Yeah,
but
you're like dancing like a white person.
Thank you. Well, all right. Thank you, and fuck you.
But I dance like a white person, too. It's not a good thing.
Can I just say, I am a sappy motherfucker, but my favorites, I think, might be Because You Loved Me and If You Asked Me To, Celine Dion.
Thank you. Yeah, those are two of my favorites.
Too. Yeah. In fact, my ex, who I've been texting with again, the one that I was supposed to marry that broke my heart, I told her, I said, I'm recording with Diane Warren, and I said, so we can be tortured by If You Ask Me To.
Oh, God.
I need some more wine.
I said I'd never let nobody near my heart again, darling. I said I'd never let nobody in.
Did that come
That's
from?
That's a good song. I'll tell you where it came from.
Tyler Bell did it first.
Yeah.
Tyler Bell,
yeah.
A lot of people don't know that started it. Life is a James Bond song.
Yeah.
That was License to Kill.
Okay.
That was the end song in that movie, sung by Patti LaBelle.
Mm-hmm.
And Patti's version is pretty fucking awesome, too.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I ran into her, it was at a hotel. It's where the London used to be. I can't remember what the hotel used to be.
Yeah.
And my friend of mine was getting married that day, and Patti LaBelle pulled up, and she just recorded it. And we sat in my car and listened to it like 30 times. I missed my friend's wedding.
Wow.
That's so like you.
Pissed off,
that's like, she probably got the same call that I got today. Like, was that today? Oh, I'm sorry. Gosh. Is it today?
I'm doing nothing.
No, you are.
No, I knew it was that day.
You are flaky and brilliant.
I'm not even flaky. I'd rather listen to my song than.
No, you always show up for me, though. Like, you really, you're flaky, and you're always like, can you text me your address again? I don't have GPS, and I'm on my BlackBerry, and how do I get there? And I have to be
old school.
It's okay. But, and then because you loved me. I mean, same thing, just while we're on the Celine Dion thing.
Yeah, and both songs were from movies. That was from Up Close and Personal. You know what I was thinking about Up Close and Personal? Check this out. Remember the movie? It was Robert Redford and Michelle Pfeiffer. That would be sexual harassment.
Harassment now.
Right? You're
like in the Wouldn't workplace? It? Like,
actually, you know what? Would. I mean, like, she could have sued him and, you know, I guess, right?
Can I tell you why that's so meaningful to me?
Tell me.
My mom is about to turn 95, call her, my 94-year-old Republican Trump-voting mom.
Oh, ow.
I use that song in her...
Why?
I know. I use that song in my her 80th birthday video.
Wow.
With a lot of pictures from our whole lives. And she cried so hard. But that's the thing that I think that, you know, hopefully, like, you talk about the power of music, Diane, but it really is, like...
And you can make it whatever you want to. And, like, in that movie, it was her character, when Robert Redford's character dies, she's thanking him. But then it became... I mean, I wrote it thinking about how my dad believed in me.
I was going to connect this to, is your dad's belief, because this is what my mom was about, even though we don't agree politically.
And they get married, people get married to it. I'm like, it says ED, loved. But keep getting married to it. Yeah. I love that it's a big wedding song. So it's whatever you...
She has, like, all the top wedding songs. I just love it.
Isn't that weird? And the big divorce song, Unbreak My Heart.
Yeah. Oh, yes, Unbreak My Heart.
I got songs for
Tony
all
Braxton.
Wait.
Unbreak my heart. Say you love me again.
She didn't want to do that song, Toni Braxton. Even after she did it, she didn't want to do that song.
Oh, didn't I hear that same song? Didn't you tell me that story about Cher? She's like, this fucking, woo, Diane, this fucking sucks. It's never going to work.
Hated it. I'm never doing it.
Which one? Turn Back Time?
Turn Back Time, yeah. Oh, my. Yeah, then she just did that to me again after she did a song.
Right.
I did this
great song. She's like, Diane, you know what you're talking about. Woo!
No, but listen, this just happened. I've done a lot of songs for her, and I won a Golden Globe for You Haven't Seen the Last of Me from Burlesque. I did a song this year from a movie called Cries from Syria, a really great documentary. And she sang it with a children's choir, and it's beautiful in the movie, but she kind of didn't want... And then she recorded on her own, and I had to pay for the session because she kept canceling. It cost me a lot. And
she goes,
I don't like how I sound on it. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Right.
You sound great on this song. Out of all the vocals we've done through the years, it's, And she hated that one. Just hated it.
She has horrible judgment.
But she did say she thinks my new song is going to win. She thinks Stand Up for Something is going to win. She emailed me this week.
So she's nice.
She has good judgment. I love it. When you love me. She still looks good in that outfit. Right?
Yes.
She looks good in every outfit.
She just performed
71.
In that.
71.
Yeah.
And then how was she to know that Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan were going to use it as a gay anthem later when he introduced him on that fucking Navy ship? Remember?
No. I don't remember. What happened? I missed out on that one. What happened? Can you like?
No, I'm just saying for a party that's very homophobic. They look like a fucking gay wedding cake, didn't they? Mitt Romney.
I didn't
and,
see it. Did they get married?
Wasn't it Paul
Did
Ryan?
I miss something?
Wasn't it that his VP?
I don't remember.
I'm confused. Okay.
Yeah, me too. You should know this shit. So, aren't you like really?
All right. Do you? So, what are your conversations with Cheryl? Like, just like fuck you. I gave you the biggest hit ever last time. Just
yeah,
fucking
shut the fuck up and listen to me.
Right.
But it doesn't always work.
No.
Well, how dare they?
It should. Yeah. I'd listen to me. But I
would
me.
Too. I would too.
I would just say what time you want me there.
Exactly. What do I need to like, do?
Yeah.
Can I just okay? Can I pick out some other things? Because just that I love. Mm-hmm. I don't want to miss a thing. Aerosmith, Nothing's Going to Stop Us Now. Starship, How Do I Live? Trisha Yearwood. Can I just say how much I love Taylor Dane?
Taylor wow. Dane ever got
Love
her
Will
props.
Lead You Back.
Love Will Lead
Oh, my God. I Listen, I have been almost solely responsible for bringing Taylor Dane back to talk radio. Really?
Does your box clap again?
It's clapping for Taylor Dane.
Do you ever get them
it's
pizza?
Clapping for the Great Dane.
I know. Ads.
What? Oh, ads. All right. Love will lead you back.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Pretend like they heard it.
Yeah.
Sounded good, didn't it?
No, it's
amazing.
Fine.
Oh, I missed the chorus.
All right, that's cool. We heard it. Sounded good.
You know, I have a question. You did Milli Vanilli's.
I did.
Vanilli's. You did the Nillies.
I said
Milli Vanilli. Blame It on the Rain.
I did. I did do that song. And I'm proud of it. Whoever sang it.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Whoever it was.
Yeah.
Was fantastic.
I love that record.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a big record, too.
Yeah. I remember when I hosted a morning drive on Hot 97, everybody. Hot 97 in New York, 1989, everybody. My worst interview ever was with
Robin
the
Fab.
Singer for Black Box. Who?
Oh, right.
But because the actual singer was Martha Wash.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
they didn't book her. They booked the Italian model that was in the video that couldn't
speak
English.
Yeah, they did that shit a lot in Europe. That was like... that. The
right, they booked the model.
What happens when you win Best New Artist, it kind of makes it a little bit different.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't really fly then.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. Let's... listen, do I have any nostalgia music? Let's go back.
No, let's not go back. Let's talk about now. It's so boring.
From Van Nuys, California.
Okay. Oh, that was old songs. I'd rather talk about new songs. Okay, Van Nuys, California. Yeah.
Well,
go from there.
Because people want to know how you became Diane Warren.
Well, I was born with
well, you
that
were.
Name.
Okay, that's not important.
I didn't.
Wait, did I hear somewhere that your parents sent you to juvenile hall?
Yeah, that's a whole other thing.
You're a little hooligan? Yeah, you're a little hooligan.
They found like pot in my room and turned me in.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Yeah, wow. That was really nice. I bought the pot from the ice cream man.
Really?
Yeah, when you get the munchie, it's kind of like one stop shopping.
One stop, sure.
Buy the weed.
You're like, now I'm hungry. Hungry. Oh, I have ice cream.
All right, I'll have a
creamsicle on some pot.
Yeah, exactly. Bring that
Diane Eve Warren, youngest of three daughters, born to David, insurance salesman, and Flora.
Yeah.
In the Los Angeles community of Van Nuys.
That's right.
Where you said you felt misunderstood and alienated as a Jewish child growing up. Her family surname, Warren, was a wish originally Wolfberg.
Yeah, before I was born. I've always had this.
Yeah.
But my dad changed it. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little thing called anti-Semitism.
My mom's first name was Pushvi Stylo because she was a Polak, but then it became Wagner. Whatever. Okay. We see you, parents. We see you.
Are you Jewish as well?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm my mom was Polish and my dad was Irish and German.
Oh, wow. All right.
Okay.
My parents were two Jews.
Two Jews. You were rebellious as a teen, got in trouble, ran away, returned home because you missed your cat. So you had pussy love early on, but not
the same
way
as
I
yours,
did.
No. Yeah, a slight difference. I told you mine.
Have you ever
dabbled? There's a differentiation between our forms of pussy love. Hold on. Mine always has four legs.
I understand.
And it has whiskers.
Have you never dabbled in the lady leg?
Never.
Really?
I never have.
Wow.
It's not really, I don't really think I'm going to jump in that one. I don't know.
Well, listen, the night's young.
You are what you eat. That means you're a pussy.
Ah.
Wow.
That's the best line I've heard all week.
I don't know what that meant, people, but okay.
I love that.
But this literally, you started as a kid listening to the radio, dreaming of performing on the radio of yourself. So this is like one of those.
No, hold on. Not performing on the radio.
No, listening.
I dreamed of hearing my songs on
pizza!
The radio.
Pizza!
Okay, sorry.
Ooh, okay, are we done yet? So we can have some
pizza. Is not NPR. Go ahead.
Wait. Does that mean we can eat pizza and we're done now?
Yeah, in a second.
Just kidding.
All right. Okay. That's enough of nostalgia.
I don't mean it.
Bring it in here and eat pizza while we're doing this.
I'm not going to. I ate too much today.
All right.
All I've been doing is.
Yeah. You're like, wait, 4 pounds. Okay. What? So, but you really did. You're one of those stories where you knew that when you were a kid. You were listening to the radio.
Yeah. I knew what I wanted to do when I was about 7 or 8. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Didn't you?
But did you know you wanted to write songs?
Yes, write them, not sing them. Yes. Write them, not sing them.
That's fantastic. You began writing when you were 11?
Yeah, I got into it when I was about 11. Got really serious when I was 14. And haven't stopped. I'm still obsessed.
You are. I mean, no, honestly, when kids ask me, how do you like that? You get obsessed with what you do. You get passionate about what you do well.
Nothing's going to stop you. Right?
You do
nothing's
it. Yeah.
Get in your way.
Yeah. So wait, your mother, we talked about this. Your mother asked you to give up your dream of a songwriting, take a secretarial job. Yeah. Your father, however, continued to believe in you, encouraged you, bought you a 12-string guitar in a metal shed for you to practice.
I was bribed with the 12-string. If I got nothing less than a B, because I was like a straight F, D student.
Right.
If I got nothing less than a B 1 year, I'd get a 12-string Martin guitar. And
Martin.
For one little semester.
Yeah.
I did. I got the guitar. I still have the guitar.
Wow. Okay.
But I went right back to Disney.
So I did not know this. So the Because You Love Me for Celine Dion was about your dad.
It was about my dad believing in my music, you know, because he did really believe in me. I mean, I had a complicated relationship with both of my parents, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, my dad did believe in me.
Yeah. My dad did, too. I remember on that, you know, it's like we always have those moments in life where, you know, my senior year in college, and I lost him right when I graduated from college. But I remember, you know, showing him the thing I'd done, and you know, I just said, "Daddy, I hope I'm gonna, you know, be as great as you are someday." And he said, "Honey, I think you're gonna be far greater." Wow. And I thought, like, that was
so a senator.
That was he was wrong about that because he's way greater. But he was a congressman that ran for vice president. Right. But I relate to your, you know, feeling of that kind, supportive father. That my father didn't know anything about show business.
Right.
Had no idea. But I remember my mom years later told me my dad would sit around with her and go, "By God, I think she's going to make it." Like, he didn't have any reference about show business.
Right. Like, my mom thought it would be somebody, you know, sitting on a corner, you know, with a cup. And there was and my dad, after he retired, there was a playhouse around the corner, and he would help these actors with their lines. And he had, like, this other life. And my mom would always think, look at all these great actors. They can't get work. They have no money. And my mom kind of thought, you know, and look, she's right. It's not easy to do what I do and become successful. And she thought, you know, that's a hard road to go down. So I see where she's coming from. It wasn't a bad. Let me tell you this. After she passed away, I found a whole huge scrapbook that she'd kept every one of my press clippings. So.
Don't you feel like that? There's a certain generational thing with moms that it was not about denigrating daughters. It was about their own fear about.
Yeah.
I don't want you to be disappointed. You're not going to be able to do this. I wasn't able
because
to do this.
It's hard. I mean, think about it. Think of, you know. Like, I grew up, I didn't know anybody in the music business. We didn't have anybody.
Yeah,
you know,
no, the same thing. My dad was like, I don't know, show business. Yeah. Like, we don't know what.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, but if you're, you know, look, we all need lucky breaks along the way, but you have to do the work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you've done the work, my friend. Jesus.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I was going to say, wow. So this whole, you went to Pierce College in Cal State Northridge, considered a waste, spent most of your time writing songs.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's the other message to kids. It's like,
don't follow,
your passion. Like, it doesn't,
follow your passion.
It doesn't always look the same.
Follow your passion. Don't follow the rules.
Right.
Make your own rules.
So you talked about, on All Things Considered, that you were molested at 12. Later experienced sexual harassment assault by a sound engineer during your working career. So, again, that's sort of why all this Me Too and If It Happened to You resonated for you.
Yeah, yeah. But it's resonating with a lot of people because I think, you know, a lot of people didn't talk about that. And I think before especially before The Hunting Ground and before Till It Happens to You came out, a lot of people weren't really talking about that.
Right.
And that was specific to assault on campus, but it wasn't just specific to that. I mean, it really opened a door, and I like to think that, like I said, the song had something to do with it, and which leads to the new song. And now it's Stand Up for Something, and now that's why I was at the Me Too movement, you know, because that's part of that. Because standing up for yourself is standing up for something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's a big thing to stand up for.
Yeah. I just gotta, I gotta read your personal life thing on your. Warren has never married, does not think of herself as a person of commitment. In interviews, has stated belief her lack of a romantic life makes her more peculiar as a songwriter.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just peculiar in general.
So you had a relationship with Guy Roche, producer-songwriter. Yeah. It ended in 1992.
I got it.
Okay, got it.
He's listening. He'll get pissed off.
Okay.
Say my name right.
You claimed you've not had another relationship since, saying
you're really
I've never been into this. I've never been in love like my songs.
Are you trying to get me on the other side here?
Yes. Yes. Okay. I'm not normal like other people. I'm no good at relationships. I draw drama to me. It's the Jew in me.
Yeah. I guess so. I do draw drama to me, though.
I do, right? too. Right? You don't need to be Jewish.
Look it over. She's there. Fine. Where's the camera? That's my friend I grew up with. Her name's Cindy Wiener. We call her Little Wiener.
Hi, little Wiener.
Come over here, Wiener.
Hi, Wiener. Come here.
She was here. The first money I made in music.
Yes.
Was her dad knew somebody at this place called the Abbey in Marina Del Rey a long time. No, not the Abbey that you go to look for girls.
I don't go to the Abbey or other things at night.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm talking about the Abbey a long time ago in Marina Del Rey.
Yes.
And I was like 15 and I had my guitar and Cindy's dad thought maybe I'd meet someone that would discover me. I played one song. What happened, Wiener? Come here. Where'd she go?
Wiener, come here. Here, bring a chair over.
Tell them what happened. Go talk in that microphone. What happened? Tell them.
Here we go.
Tell them.
Bring
them.
Just chair.
Talk in mine.
Bring here. A chair.
Talk
get
in
a microphone.
Talk in mine.
Little Wiener, come here.
Talk in mine.
And
just talk louder.
And they offered to give you not even $20. I think it was like something.
No, here, come over. Sit. And yeah. There's a new microphone. And scene. Go ahead.
Talk. Okay. Anyways.
Pretend like it's a dick.
Sorry. Is Little Wiener in a dick? Because she's hot. That's disappointing for me.
I don't know. Are you?
What? And the owner told my father, please, I'm losing all my customers. They want to go home because of the fact
that...
Give me
$20.
Yeah, no.
Stop. 15.
In your dream, it was 15 or 16, some odd number.
I got $15 to stop. The first money I ever made in music was asked to stop.
You could have gotten more for a BJ. All right, listen. So,
well, not the way I did them.
No, but
I would have gotten paid to stop that, too, a lot quicker. They would have paid any amount of money.
So wait, you don't ever write with other people. You say when I write with...
Not very rarely.
No, Little Wiener, come back.
Yeah, Wiener, stay here.
Wiener, stay here.
Take a seat.
You say when I write with other people, the experience is different. You have to compromise, which I have problems with. I'd rather listen to my own mind.
Exactly.
Yeah, if I were you, I'd just be like, I'm dying fucking Warren, shut up.
Well,
that's what I'd be.
That's not exactly what it is, but
right.
I do...
that's what I'd be
I do
like.
Prefer to write by myself. I think I write better songs, too.
Yeah. Okay. So you explain you never let go of music despite experiencing rejections, depression, and poverty. There's a lot of people that
want
to hear this that said you never let go of music despite experiencing rejections, depression, poverty, because people don't ever think of you as experiencing that.
I wasn't like sleeping on the street. I mean, I never was that poor, but you know, it took me a while to become successful.
Yeah, you work 12 to 16 hours a day.
A lot, right?
Take your keyboard with you when you travel.
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
Or a guitar.
Because I, you know, that's the thing. I think, I hate to say it because I'm like old and goddamn kids. But I think like kids go, oh, how do I become that? And they don't understand the amount of work and the amount of commitment and the amount of passion that you've put into. You don't just.
I continue to.
Yeah.
I want to get better. You know, I don't like sit back and. That's why I like, we talk about like songs I did a long time. I'm like, ugh. You know, I mean, I'm proud of what I've done, but I'm so excited about what I'm doing.
You know, right. So. You don't invite anyone into your studio. It's been described as a cluttered, airless room.
Yeah, into my writing room. Into my studio, people come.
Nobody gets invited. Okay, it's your secret world?
It's like my little writing room.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because you asked me today, you're like, can we do it in my studio? I was like, whoever gets invited to your studio?
No, I have a state-of-the-art studio. They're two different places.
Okay.
I have a new building. And one floor is all studios. They're really nice.
So it was the shabby one you were inviting us to?
Well, no, I don't invite anybody to that one because that's where I write.
Oh.
See?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it was the other one you were inviting us to.
Correct.
Yeah. We have our own little shit-ass cameras, woman.
I hope they have good lighting. You have good lighting?
Your mom has expressed concern that you're too immersed in your work, saying you're always thinking of a song and you should think about starting a family. When was that?
Well, my mom isn't around, so it hasn't been for a while.
That was a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
what was the question?
She was disappointed. Do you ever think about having kids?
No, never in a million years.
Oh, that was your mom.
I have song babies.
You do? Yep. You've given birth a lot.
Yeah, that's all I care about. I wouldn't want a human kid. Ew.
Okay, so here's the thing people ask you all the time. Do you have a favorite, or you're just not allowed to?
Okay, right now my favorite is Stand Up for Something.
Yeah.
It is. It's my favorite song I've ever written.
Okay, well, you're a little, you know, because Laura Branigan's like, what? Toni Braxton's like, what? Cher, Celine Dion, like, next. What the fuck, Diane?
I'm into what I'm doing now.
Goddamn fickle motherfucker. What?
No, I'm proud of everything I've done with all those artists. Yeah. You know? It's not about not being
But you
proud
don't
of
have it. Anything that resonates with you more than another or...
You know...
I mean, if you could turn back time, is my point.
You know, there's songs like, you know, I don't know, there's a lot of songs. Some of them haven't been the big hits that are my favorite songs.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
And you were like, why weren't they?
Cause and I still love them because they're still great.
It's hard to say, like, right? Like, were you surprised by what were hits and what weren't?
Always. I'm always surprised when anything's a hit. But, like, I did a song. I mean, it kind of it wasn't technically a hit, but I wrote a song called I Was Here for Beyonce, but it's one of her most, you know, loved songs and one that she'll probably be, one song she'll be remembered for out of a lot of her songs. But it's used for everything. It's in commercials. It's everywhere, that song. It became like here's the irony. It became a graduation anthem.
Yeah.
And I barely graduated. So that's kind of fun.
If we could turn back time.
That one again. Get me out of the 80s, please.
I know.
You know what? You stuck with your 80s hair, and I'm proud of you for that.
Oh, this isn't my 80s hair. My 80s hair was more of a mullet.
Oh, dear.
Slightly different. This is my... what do we call this era? The 2000 what?
I know, though.
We're the not teens?
Is there a name for it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
The aughts?
Listen,
That was the... Yeah, what were the aughts? Was that the two?
Yeah,
are 2000s. You gonna ask me another question about old songs?
No, I just can I just say,
keep going,
kids. This is a tutorial. Be this passionate about what you do because I love that. Some fucking nerd
you
that you
clap?
Met at a party.
Do you have clap?
I do have the clap. What's your point? My point is, kids, if you want to be as successful as Diane Warren, you need to be that passionate because I love that I'm just a little nerd that works in my basement, but you still will text me from time to time and be like, oh my God, this song is the best thing ever, and oh my God, you gotta, like, whatever.
I believe.
And
I believe. What can I say? I believe. I got here because I believe.
Yeah.
And
you still
believe,
do.
But I work
like
hard.
Every song, the next song is the song you're most excited about.
Yeah.
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 And how do you, when you sit in your studio, how does it happen?
I don't know.
Tell the kids. What happens? You sit down there.
I just do it. I never talk about
Well, where does the inspiration come from?
I don't
know. Do you go, is this a song for Cher or whoever? Or how do you
work? Hard work everywhere. Ideas come everywhere.
Right, but how do you?
I don't know.
But like this song, Common and Audra Day.
I can tell
you do they go, it's a song about, and that's all you have?
I'll tell you specifically, like if you're asking me about this particular song, I can tell you why that song was written and how that song was written.
Yeah.
I read the script to, well, okay.
Okay.
So actually, this is kind of a cool story because Till It Happens to You was part of how this song happened.
Yeah.
I became, remember when Jackie Fuchs is really her name, from the Runaways. Remember she wrote that article in the Huffington Post about how she was raped by Kim Fowley, right? And that went really viral.
Yeah.
Right. The day we were doing the video for Till It Happens to You, I read the article and I thought, you know what? I had met her one time, Jackie. I'm going to reach out to her. I'm going to send her the song. And maybe it'll help her, right? So I sent her the song. She loved it. She was like, she called me in tears, and we became friends, you know. So through that song, I became friends with her.
Yeah.
We were having lunch last year, or dinner, or whatever it was. And she said, my cousin wrote a movie about Thurgood Marshall called Marshall, and Reggie Hudlin is directing it. I was like, oh my God! I met Reggie. Reggie Hudlin produced the Oscars.
Yeah,
co-produced Oscars the year that Gaga was my song was nominated, and I became, you know, I hung out with him a lot, you know, at the rehearsals, so I got to know him. So I text him. I'm like, Reggie, you know, that this movie sounds great. Do you need a song? And he goes, are you kidding me? I'm sending you the script right now.
Yeah.
So I read the script, and I don't know if you've seen the movie. It's a great movie. It's more like, it's almost like a thriller. It's like the first case.
Yeah.
It doesn't make him a saintly man. It just, you know, he's a flawed man like anybody else. You know. But anyways, I read the script and. I wrote down on top of the script when I was done, it all means nothing if you don't stand up for something.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, ooh.
So that's where it starts.
Where that song starts. Yeah, and I was like, I love. It's so simple, but it's profound. And if I could make that, and I went to the office next day, I listened to Change Is Gonna Come 10 times. I listened to, you know, all these Aretha songs and that 60s era. Yeah. I listened to Marvin Gaye. I listened to all those. Remember those soul songs that were so inspiring? They just, like, they weren't depressing. They would, even when times were hard, they kind of lifted you out of them. They made you want to change the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I listen to that over and over, and I go, I need to kind of post tap in.
The 60s, right? Yeah, protest like, stuff, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
But they were protest songs, but they were rousing anthems. So I came up with the chorus really in one take, just sitting there with, it all means nothing if you don't stand up for something. You can't just talk the talk. You got to walk the walk.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Because you, I mean, so you've done this for every cause and every...
But wait, so, but I'm going to stay on this for 1 second, ADD. Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. I have it too.
Hello. But, what? Oh, hi.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Are
you still here?
Bicycle ride? Wait, so anyways, but I'll walk you through it because it's interesting. So anyway, so you know, kind of... happened really quick. The first verse happened really quick. The second verse really took a lot of work because I couldn't say exactly what I wanted to say exactly the way I wanted to say it, but it took a couple of days. And then I did a demo of the song. I played it for Reggie. He loved it. You know, I thought Andra Day would be great. She'd be perfect for this, not knowing she was in the movie. She's
right.
in the movie.
Yeah.
So me and her manager, Jeff Evans, were on the phone. We were thinking, wouldn't that be great to put a rapper on this song? Like, because it doesn't fit. It would be like a mashup of,
right.
of decades and times and genres, mm-hmm. you know. Cause again, you'd never hear a rapper on a Sam Cooke song, you know. You know, literally not even a week after having that conversation, I was going to Sundance beginning of this year. And in back of me, who's there? It's Common. So I'm like, you know what? Why not take this opportunity? I sang him the chorus. He goes, oh, my God, I love that. Send me the song, like, right now.
Wow.
I sent it to him, and the next day I had like 10 calls from him, and he goes, I need to be on this.
That doesn't happen to anyone but you.
Okay. No, but the two interesting things, like with Andra being in the movie, not knowing it, and then Common. So it was so meant to be.
Yeah.
And he came in and wrote a great rap.
What's harder to write, music or lyrics?
They're both hard. I mean, music's easier for me. But,
really?
Yeah. Lyrics take time.
Yeah.
Don't ask me what comes first, the words or the music, because that's a really boring question. I'm going to stop you if you ask me that.
I'm not smart enough to ask that dumb a question. I actually revere you. You just not only
you revere me,
your
why?
Talent and your passion, but that you give your. I remember
because I say that
I asked you to come to dinner with the Reiners because
that was fun.
We were freaked out about the possibility of Trump getting elected and wanted to do something for Hillary. And you just fucking show up and you're still the same dizzy bitch always. You're like, is this tonight with the Reiners? What time? Where? And then I have to do the same thing.
Like
Vanessa, I have to go like, okay, here it is. And please,
but that's
please be there. And here's the time. But you showed up. You
I
fucking
show
showed up.
Up yeah. Here's the thing. Here's the key to my
you're
success.
You're like, how do I give my secret, talents to this cause?
Secret of my success. I show up.
You do.
I show up. I show up to work every day.
Yeah.
I show up.
Yeah. No, they were nervous because they're like, I'm like, okay, she'll show up.
No, I showed up. Why they
she, might be,
I,
she might
I
be.
I was nervous having dinner with Rob Reiner. He's so cool.
Yeah. He's the greatest. No, you guys were, I met through me and I was like, they were
I
nervous
here.
To meet
we
you. You were nervous to meet them. But like, we were going, how do we give our talents in, because I feel like a lot of us saw this train wreck before a lot of other people with Donald Trump. And how
what
do we stop
wreck.
This
do we do?
Horror show? And now it's here.
And it's a true horror show.
Yeah. And you're giving all of your talent again to everything that can help, you know.
Yeah. And by the way, the song is
promote the resistance.
The Stand Up For Something is becoming like a resistance national anthem.
It is. It is. Let's hear a little more. And let's suck up to Diane Warren.
No,
more.
Don't.
Stand up for something, motherfuckers.
You can't right. just talk the talk. You got to walk that walk. Yes, you do. It all means nothing. And if you
it's true.
Don't stand up for something. And I stand up for you.
Listen to Common's rap. It's great. It's coming.
Just to take a stand. The greater plan's the creator's plan. Let's all rise like the day began. Reach out in touch with the Savior's hand. On rock we stand like his native land. Let the ways of love be the ways of man.
Here's another tip, kids. Warren owns a publishing company, Real Songs, which gives her control over all her compositions. Be smart. Be
smart.
Diane Warren. Yes. Stand up for something. We're going to go out on this one. Diane Warren, I love you.
I love you too.
Politically, personally, I know I'm not going to turn you tonight, but I'm going to try. Because you know, if it happened to you, you'd like it.
I don't know. I don't think I wouldn't like to have to return the favor.
What? No.
Oh,
Diane Warren, how do we follow you on Twitter? Well, how do we get your Oscar dreams to come true? Come on, let's go.
It would be nice, right?
Let's come on. So many Grammys, so many. Let's get her an Oscar for this one. Stand up for something. If you're listening out there, stand up for something. Diane Warren does every fucking single day of her life. We love you, baby.
Thank you.